Tanisha. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your season.
Important part of us as people. I remember back in college, I used to let fear run my space in my head, meaning that I would worry about if I didn't become good at basketball, what would become of me? I gotta make it in this. I don't understand it. Like, I would have all these different thoughts in my head about failure. And that would be looping. That would be part of my construct in thinking, doing things out of fear. And then when I realized that you don't have any control over the outcomes, and no matter how hard people work, that the outcome is the outcome. You know, meaning that more times than not, you're trying to succeed in whatever you set your mind to do, but there's a possibility of things going awry. And I understand that. And I always have. From that point on, when that mindset was changed for me, I was, and the person that gave me this thinking was the general. I call him the general, but he was a person that was full of wisdom, but in short spurts, meaning in the phrases that he said. And one of them that he said to me that was forever changing was, hope for the best, plan for the worst. That's it. Hope for the best, plan for the worst. So that shifted my mindset of letting fear or thinking that there's no other options but to win, but other than saying you still win, but you can also accept losing. And some people are like, that's a terrible way of thinking. That's a horrible way of thinking, right? And I don't know. And I get it because I understand the people that think that way are more like the Kanye West thinking, right? The people that are, there is no plan B. Like, I'm going to be a producer or bust. And I get that. Like, and you eat shit and you do what you got to do because that's what you need to be. But I'm more of a team sport guy. Or like Elon Musk was the same way, where they asked him about Tesla. Why do you take on Tesla? It's like, even though I knew it was going to fail, I still had to do it because I felt it was worth a try to show the world that having an electric car is not something that has to look like a golf car. It could look cool. It could be, you know, something that you would be happy driving. And the journalist was asking him, if you knew it was going to fail, why did you take that on? He's like, because I knew I could do it. It had to be done. It had to be done so that the paradigm shift of people looking at electric cars could change. But he went into it winning. And I think that's the mindset that I have. I have a mindset of trying to win by any means, right? But then also understanding that if the worst case scenario comes from that, then I'm ready to deal with it as well. And the way I could describe it to people is when you are, let's just say you're taking on a new job, and you are automatically, my head is, I hope for the best to have a great career but also prepare for the worst, which is what? Getting fired. Okay, so you thought of getting fired. Okay, what's that going to look like? Okay, got it. I'm going to go ahead and take that fear of what I just talked about being the worst case scenario, package it in a fucking box, and push it up in the attic, never to fucking see it, because that has no space in where I'm living. So, you know, for people, it's a very weird thing to think that way, right? And it's no right or wrong, you know, but I think that I've gotten this far in life because I have a winning mentality, because I like to win. And I understand that losses are going to come, and you have to be ready to deal with those losses. You can't let those losses cripple you, right? And that's the part of the beauty of the journey in life where I'm in right now, where I'm able to dissect or be aware of the possible worst outcomes that can happen in something, but then still go into it, put it in a box, shove it away, and be as super optimistic as possible. And that could be looked at not being positive going into it. And I get it. But you're not understanding. I tell people all the time, I think it's something of a team sport concept. Like, you know, when people are out there playing for a championship, they're out there trying to win, like both teams. Unfortunately, there's only one winner. We can't give out participation trophies in the finals in professional sports. You have one champion and one runner-up. And I accept that's a possibility, but I don't want that to be my possibility, right? And I don't even want to think about that, but it's a reality that can happen. But goddamn, I'm going to try my ass off to go ahead and make sure it doesn't happen. Hoping for the best, planning for the worst. And I feel when you look at things that way, what it helped me do was conquer the loop of fear entering into my space. Because you know how it is for a lot of people, is when you have a lot of uncertainty with job security, uncertainty with where the money's going to come from, where you're going to live, how is this person going to be impacted, and you start letting that fear conjure up everything, like you're going to be in a fucked up place. So when I start, let's just say like right now, if I was to lose my house and lose my job, what would I do, right? Worst case scenario, it's like, okay, I lose my house. I can't pay for it anymore. I get fired. I don't have that job anymore. I already know in my head what that looks like. I already know. I don't want that to happen. I'm doing my damnedest, you know? And I think the recent example I can give to anybody to help them understand is with my daughter. Like, this is a reality that she may fail the sixth grade. She may fail. She may say, you know what? She doesn't pass her FSAs or whatever test it is. And you're like, you know, the teachers come back to them and say, you know what? She's got to come back and repeat the sixth grade. That's planning for the worst, right? But I'm hoping for the best. And that ball is much bigger than the, you know, plan for the worst. And how am I hoping for the best? Because I'm getting her a therapist. I'm getting her a counselor in school. I want to have her see a doctor for medicine. Now we're going to put her in nootropics. Having her exercise, having her be accountable, teaching her, coaching her, giving her support. It's like I'm hoping and I'm really investing all my time in winning with her. But that doesn't mean that I don't understand the possible reality that no matter what all these efforts are creating, that there's a possibility of them not helping and thus failing. And that soothes me. That I can't speak for anyone else, but that mindset soothes me. It allows me to know what that failure can be, but I'm not focused on it. I'm not in any way, shape, or form thinking about it. I don't let it marinate on me. I'm just thinking about what am I going to do today to make sure my child is going to do better in school than she did yesterday or doing than the last quarter, whatever you want to call it. And I think that's not a mindset for everyone. And I get that. Like, that's one of those where some people just need to have the, you know, championship or bust. You know, I'm not thinking about anything else but championships. I just think that the reality is, outside of Michael Jordan, every athlete has lost on the big stage. Most athletes have lost on the big stage. Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, people of my time, Bill Russell. You know, Bill Russell didn't go 11-0. You know, there's just so many great winners. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So many great winners. Those guys are winners. Those guys win more times than not. Magic Johnson, winner. Larry Bird, winner. But guess what? They've lost in the finals. They've lost, and that's the game of life. The game of life is how are you going to move forward after a loss? And what I learned about myself was that if I'm able to face that fear in the beginning and just put it nicely in a box and shove it away, I function much better at achieving the positive, the best case scenario from happening. Like I do. And I guess for me, it's a really passionate thing, you know, and some people were like, well, you're not thinking of winning. I'm like, look, I go for it. I fucking go for it because of that, because I'm able to know that the worst case scenario is, like, that was the thing I used to tell myself as a young person all the time. It was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go move to Atlanta. I'm going to go ahead and find a job and figure it out up there and have a career, be a CFO. I ended up being a CFO, but not in Atlanta. And it was one of those deals that I was saying to myself, okay, well, what's the worst that can happen? And I remember saying to myself, the worst that can happen is go back home, live with my mom, and live with her as a roommate for the rest of my life. That's the worst thing that can happen in my life. The worst thing. Living at home with mom and not making anything of myself. Okay. That's not what I'm trying to do, but I already have in my head what the worst case scenario looks like. And what am I going to do about it, right? So what I'm going to do about it is make sure I succeed in this plan in front of me, which is to get a career and do my thing and be able to do great things. So I guess for me, it's just something that's worked. And not everyone has the same process. We're all different. We all know that shit. But I know when you have the simple mindset of hoping for the best and planning for the worst is something that has helped me be very clear in achieving a goal. It's allowed me to not let the stress of success, of performing, get to me. It's like when you have that calmness and you have that mindset to not worry about the worst possible scenario happening. So like I said, my job, I already know. In my head, I already know what's going to happen if I lose my job. I already know. I'm not trying to. I'm doing my darnest to keep it. But everyone can't think that way, you know, and everyone just gets caught up. Oh my God, I want to lose it, because they can't think that far ahead. Well, they don't want to think of worst case scenarios. But unfortunately in life, we have to, in my opinion, we have to account for things that we can control. You know, I'll leave with this. I was talking to my partner and I was telling her, you know, as much as I would like to live in Naples and have a beachfront condo overlooking the sunset every night, I know that life can take me into living in Minnesota, up, you know, 30 minutes from the Canada border. I don't want that to happen. I don't care for that to happen. But you never know where life takes you. My daughter may have some grandchildren that I want to be around, and I want to see them succeed, and I want to see them doing, and they're like amazing musicians or athletes, and I want to see them, and I want to be around them, and I just get the urge to, and her husband live in Minnesota. I'm like, okay, well, I want to be around the grandchildren before I die. I don't know. You know, I don't know where life's going to lead me to. You see, that's kind of, but when you have that mindset of knowing that these scenarios, these bad scenarios that can happen, you already talk them through with yourself. And you understand that while that's not an option, desirable option, you understand that you are in control of doing the darnest to make sure that you're in a better place, that you are achieving your desired outcome. And I think that's where people get lost.
Know my name like Alicia. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your season. Right at my number, wouldn't wanna be.